a few things happening this weekend, and I guess one of them that a lot of people would have been looking forward to would have been the kite making and kite flying, which was going to be held over Saturday and Sunday, but the weather forecast for Sunday is not that good now, so there's been a bit of an amendment to the program.
That's right, yes. We've just bundled it into one day. Looks like Saturday's going to be sensational for making kites and for flying kites, more importantly. But Sunday looks like a blowout as far as way too strong a wind. So I think if they fly kites on Sunday, they'll end up at Flinders.
Or New Zealand, perhaps.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so it's happening at the Burnie High School Assembly Hall. That's the making between 10.30 and 12.30. And then at 1 o'clock, the Burnie High School Oval, where people can fly the kites that they've made, or they can bring their own.
Yes, yeah, so if they haven't got a kite, if they haven't made one and they don't have a kite, come along anyway because there are kites there. There'll be some kites to even to give away, so get people to come along and have a fly. It'd be great fun for kids.
Oh, and for kids of all ages, I reckon, even my age.
Yes, in fact, I got really excited. We've got these really cool eagle kites, and I've got one hanging in my office. Fabulous.
Okay, now, it's the Kite Flyers of Tasmania are there. They're a group that actually do it all the time, so they'll be there to offer advice and assistance and a loan of a kite as well. And if you want to make your kite, you have to book for the workshop because it's limited space. You can contact 6430 5702, which is a Burnie Council number, and that's for 7 to 15 year olds as well. Both these activities are free, by the way, as a lot of the Burnie Shines events are, Jenny.
That's right, yeah. It's good to see lots of free things for people to do.
Absolutely. Now, this weekend, a few things happening as well. We've got the Orchid Show. Tell us about that.
The Burnie Orchid Show, that's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So it really starts at about 2 o'clock on Friday, but full days the other days. It's at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre and it's $5 to get in. But if you're interested in orchids and you want some, you have it like me, struggling to grow them at home, you can get some potting advice, you can buy posies of little flowers, or just see the awesome displays of the beautiful flowers in full bloom.
Okay, now on the subject of flowers, the cherry blossom celebration will be happening at the Emu Garden, Rhododendron Garden again. I mean, it's not just rhododendrons, obviously.
That's right, but this time of year, the cherry blossoms, the Japanese cherry blossoms are just amazing up there. And so for the last few years, they've had a cherry blossom celebration. It's on Saturday the 8th from 10 to 4. It's $10 to get into the garden for adults, and if your children go free if they're with an adult. But it's a celebration of all things Japanese art and culture, as well as these magnificent trees.
Sounds great. It's a flower overload, I guess, this weekend, because we've also got the Bloom and Tulips Festival at Wynyard, so you can take your choice between orchids, tulip and cherries, or cherry blossoms, or do the lot.
That's right. I reckon that's the way to go, is actually just do a little loop around, scoop up the orchid show, cherry blossoms, and then finish on the Inglis River, the banks of the Inglis River in Wynyard, for these fantastic fireworks and wonderful celebration about tulips. There's no such thing as too many flowers, mate.
No, exactly. So it gets underway at 10 o'clock and finishes with the fireworks, as you say, and the Table Cape Tulip Farm is open all weekend, and they're running shuttle buses from Guthridge Gardens up to the farm and back, because it's a narrow road, limited parking, and the bus is probably the best way to go.
And look, you know, you only get this like 5-week window where you see the tulip farm in bloom, and you have to be insane not to go and lay your eyes on that.
I've been up there and it's just sensational.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's picture, postcard stuff, postcard picture stuff. I had a chat to Jaden Thomas from the Burnie Regional Gallery either yesterday or the day before, and we're talking about the Ghosts of the Northwest exhibition that they're holding at the moment. That goes through till, I think, about February. But during Burnie Shines, they're also doing ghost tours where they're taking people around coastal cemeteries.
I know, and you know, it's gone crazy.
Yeah, they had over 150 people last week, and there's another one tomorrow. I think they're doing Somerset tomorrow night.
Yep, Somerset tomorrow, Saturday night, so Ghosts and Graves, it's the second in the series. People have to bring a torch, and they have got a special warning on here that you may actually learn some actual historical facts.
Right, yes. It's apparently a very good tour, and the bloke that runs it for him, apparently he's an expert, and it's very informative, as well as, I mean, who knows what you might see. We might see a ghost.
Well, that's right, and what you might learn. Mm. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is indeed. So they've got they're happening every Saturday night between now and the end of October as part of Burnie Shines, but the second one tomorrow. You don't have to book. Just turn up to the Somerset Cemetery. I think it's around about 6:30. It'll still be daylight when they start.
At 7:30.
7:30. Yeah, but it'll be daylight when they start. But Jaden tells me that it'll be well and truly dark when they finish. So. a bit spooky, perhaps. Yeah. Someone to hang on to, perhaps.
Yep.
Jenny, thanks for your time, as always, this afternoon. We'll catch up with you on Monday, and we'll look at what's happening next week in the Bernie Shines Festival. But thanks again for your time today.
Thanks, Martin.